That's all. Good. Hey, where the heck did the standard go? It was right over there. I'm the standard bearer. I have to keep track. I had it moved over by the gap to the stair, so somebody going that way can take it upstairs. We quit fussing. That's Sara's specialty.
Speaking of Sara,
Tobo,
where do you think you're going?
While I was talking with Goblin, the boy had slipped past and headed up the cave.
I was just gonna go see what's up there.
No. You're just gonna stay right here and help your uncle and Goblin take care of your father, the captain and the lieutenant. He gave me a black look. Despite everything, he still had those moments when he was just a boy. He put on a pouty face that made me grin. Willow Swan came up behind me.
I've got a problem, Sleepy.
Which would be?
I can't find Cordy. Cordy Mather. Not anywhere.
From the corner of my eye, I noted that the Radisha had overheard. She rose slowly from a squat in front of her brother, looked our way. She said nothing nor did anything otherwise that might betray an interest. It was not common knowledge that she and Mather had enjoyed an intimate relationship.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
You did bring him down here?
Absolutely.
I grunted.
There was one other absentee whose non-presence I had been willing to ignore until some rational excuse for her disappearance arose. The shapeshifter, Lisa Bowalk, unable to shed the guise of a Black Panther, had gone up onto the plain as a prisoner, but was not now to be found among the dead above or the captured down below. Lisa Bowalk had been possessed of a towering hatred for the company, and particularly for One Eye, because it was One Eye's fault that she had become trapped in the feline shape. I had to ask,
"What about the panther, Willow? It's not around here anywhere either."
"What panther?" "Oh, I remember. I don't know."
He was looking around like he thought he might spot his old friend Mather hiding behind a stalagmite.
"I remember we had to leave her upstairs because we couldn't get her cage around the first turn in the stair. I mean, it would have gone if Ketcher and I didn't have anything else to mess with. But we couldn't manage it, and the rest of the string both. So Ketcher decided to leave the cage up there for later. I don't know what happened when later came. I don't remember much of anything that happened after we came down here. Maybe One Eye should give me another dose of that memory spell."
He tugged on and twisted the ends of his hair, girl style, and stared down the slope.
"I know I left Cordy right down there, just a little above Blade, where it seemed like the floor would be more comfortable."
Right down there was the downhill edge of the clot of seven dead men. There had to be a connection.
"Goblin, what's the story? Are we going to wake these people up or not?"
Me ignoring everything he had said earlier, Goblin responded with a sneer that turned into one of his big toad grins.
"I've already got Mergen out."
"But I wanted him down here where I could ask questions."
"I mean, I've got him out of stasis, bimbo brain. He's right over there."